Welcome to day one of Trust Your Journey. You might be brand new to meditation, or you may have been meditating with me for several years. We're all in the same place, taking a few minutes each day that are all for you. This is a place where you can release your worries, push away from your busyness, and plug into something deeper. You're going to wake up each morning to a message in your inbox that will prompt you to hear the new meditation. I recommend meditating first thing in the morning. It's a great way to start your day. But if you don't listen until later in the day, no worries. Totally up to you. And there are no rules. Personally, I like to meditate sitting upright with my eyes closed. But you can do it on a walk outside. You can do this lying down before you fall asleep at night. Again, totally up to you. We're going to split this journey into two 66-day chapters. The research shows if you want to install a new habit into your life, you need to do it for 66 straight days. The first habit we're seeking to install into your life, activate trust. Activate trust. There are so many forces in our lives that activate anxiety, activate worry, activate stress. In those instances where you feel those unhealthy emotions, let's practice how to activate trust. Turn it on, turn it up. Let it overwhelm the negative. Let it feel good. That's the habit we're seeking to install over these first 66 days. Activate trust. So take a moment right now to settle in, relax, take a deep breath. And today, day one, let's talk about trust as faith. It doesn't necessarily need to be spiritual. It could be trust in the power of nature, trust in a higher intelligence. Maybe it is spiritual and you associate trust with God. Whatever trust means for you, it's healthy to believe in something greater than your own self. One of my favorite quotes, until you transcend the ego, you do nothing but add to the insanity of the world. A few weeks ago, I watched this new show on Netflix. It's called Messiah. It's a show about this man who emerges from the Syrian refugee crisis, and he leads 2,000 refugees out of Syria across the desert toward Israel. The CIA is watching this man. They're concerned he's a terrorist. But the caravan of 2,000 people he's leading across the desert, they're claiming this man is the Messiah. This story grows all over the news, and the man's apparent miracles spark a growing international following. The show makes you think if a story like this actually occurred, and you turned on the news and saw these screaming headlines saying, "Is it possible this man is the Messiah and he's back?" How would that affect your capacity for trust? How would that change your faith? When I was young, just after college, I wrote a novel and I turned it into a screenplay and I posed the same question. What would happen if people suddenly emerged in mainstream society and they had skills that were more incredible than we've previously seen? And what if these skilled people had a message that healed and uplifted and unified? So in my story, one of the characters was a professional baseball player. His rookie season, he bats 440. Nobody has hit a batting average of 400 since the 1940s, but this kid, his rookie year, he hits 440. So if you know baseball, you know 440 would be mystical, impossible, spiritual. Another character in my story is this prodigious musical talent who tops the charts in various genres, country, rap, classical, pop. Her skills, her voice are amazing. Another character in my story is a medium who predicts the future with astounding accuracy. And all three of these characters, they bring people together. They have a positive message. And mainstream society notices how these three people, they come onto the scene at the same time Their talents are impossible to ignore. Their message is hard to forget. And society starts asking, is this some sort of divine message? The point of all this, what would it take in your life to trigger a seismic opening in your capacity for trust, for faith? I realize some of you listening right now, you've had some really difficult chapters in your life, and you might be thinking, trust? Really? Is it even possible anymore? The late Wayne Dyer said, "The law of flotation was not discovered by contemplating the sinking of things. Rather, it was discovered by thinking about things that float." So here's what we're going to do over the next 6 months. We're going to meditate on, focus on, talk about, dream about the opening, not the closing. And even better, a massive opening through which trust becomes your abiding emotion. It might not happen today. That's why this is a 6-month journey. Question for you. Can you identify the voice in your head which is not trusting? The voice whispering to you right now, psst, come on, this isn't true. This trust thing is silly. This Dave guy, why did you sign up for this program? Look around. The world is a mess. Trust? This is a freaking joke. We all have that voice inside our head. I want you to take a moment to give that doubter, that skeptic, a name. I'm going to call mine Larry. In moments where your Larry is making too much noise, those are the moments when we step out of the grind and we come to a peaceful place, stand in the opening, and repeat, activate trust. Activate trust. Turn it on. Turn it up. Let it overwhelm the negative. Let it feel good. Let's practice. Take a moment to get a little more comfortable, spread out, relax. If you can, close your eyes. And take a few deep breaths. Inhale deeply. Exhale, release. Inhale deeply. Exhale, release. Each breath creates this opening. Inhale deeply. Exhale, release. Let's come to our centering thought. Activate trust. For a few minutes, I'm going to leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. Whenever your mind wanders off, come back to those words to center yourself in the moment. Activate trust. Activate trust. Activate trust. In just a few minutes, I'll be back. your attention wandered off, activate trust. Activate trust. back to the moment? There will be 100 times today where your skeptic, your Larry, is telling you what's not working in your life, why you don't have enough, why you need to worry more. The law of flotation was not discovered by contemplating the sinking of things. Rather, it was discovered by thinking about things that float. If just once today you can call out your Larry, shift your focus from the closing to the opening. There's a part of you that's craving that, even if it doesn't make sense to your rational mind. Just once today, stand in the opening and repeat. Activate trust. Activate trust. Activate trust. I'll see you tomorrow for day 2. Peace.